Coming up on this week's edition of Vikings Huddle, get a healthy snack tip that is perfect for these cold winter days.
This pizza is 395 calories.
And get an inside tour to learn what it's like to be a Viking.
The reason why we're here is to bring a Super Bowl to Minnesota.
It's all next. It's Vikings Huddle.
1, 2, 3.
You love to play 60!
Hello, welcome to Mall of America, Nickelodeon Universe. I'm Paul Allen, and this is the Vikings Huddle provided by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. This is a family-oriented show courtesy of the Vikings Entertainment Network, and you get an opportunity to not only meet Vikings players, but learn more about your favorite football team. The Vikings are your favorite football team, right, Basswood Elementary? This guy right here is my main man. How about a round of applause for Josh Miller, student ambassador for the Fuel Up to Play 60 program and a junior broadcaster. Let's sit down for a second and get ready to interview a big-time Minnesota Vikings star. But first of all, you've had the opportunity to do several Vikings huddles now. What do you think of the TV experience, Josh?
I think it's great. It's really fun, and it's I get to see myself on television, so it's fun.
We have another big player joining us now. Very good first season for the Minnesota Vikings. He's a defensive tackle from Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, Basswood Elementary, can we have a round of applause for Sharif Floyd? Hi, Sharif.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? Good to see you.
You too.
This is Josh Miller,
how
our
doing,
junior
Josh?
Broadcaster. Sharif, your first season in the National Football League, going against these grown men in the trenches where it's all mean and everything. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I'm loving every minute of it. And, you know, I'm kind of grown myself. I'm 22. I'm not old, but I'm getting there. So I'm having a ball and just enjoying myself.
Josh is our junior broadcaster. He has a series of questions he'd like to ask you on Vikings Huddle. So, Josh, take it away.
I'm in sixth grade. If I were to call your sixth grade teacher right now, what word would she use to describe you?
Well, my sixth grade teacher actually loves me. You know, I used to babysit her kids because she lived around the corner from me. Not pretty much babysit, but we had a bunch of fun. And they pretty much did whatever they wanted.
What is one thing people would be surprised to know about you?
I'm a really outdoors person. You know, I like to do new things. I like to go hunting. I like to go snowmobiling, so pretty outdoors person.
What are your hobbies off the field?
Big sports fan, love basketball. Can't pretty much watch it on TV, but I can go out and do it. Really active. I love getting out and doing things. I can't see myself just sitting on my couch.
Can you dunk?
No, I cannot. I got a lot of weight to throw up there, and it ain't getting there.
After you retire from football, what are you hoping to do for a living?
After I retire, I plan on just getting out into the community, giving back to kids, especially in my neighborhood back in Philadelphia and in Minnesota as well, since I'm going to be here for a really long time.
That's great.
What is the biggest game you have ever played in?
The biggest game I've ever played in, I can go back to college because, I mean, Florida State game, we lost to them this year, unfortunately. Won't happen again. But my last year against them, we end up beating them at the end of the game, so pretty cool game.
What attributes do you need to be a successful athlete?
Hard work, staying in school. You know, I knew growing up really early that I couldn't play football without grades. So stayed in school, left high school on honor roll, got to college, left there on honor roll. So it all helped me stay in the game.
Nice job.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Living life with no regrets. You know, I just can't see myself looking back and saying, I wish I would have did this and things like that. So just staying focused and living with no regrets.
Last one, Josh, go ahead.
Were you expecting to be drafted by the Vikings?
Well, coming into the draft this year, I was expected to go really high. And I ended up dropping to 23, which was okay with me. You know, I knew at the end of the day I was going to be where I was supposed to be. And I'm glad to be with the Vikings. I love the Vikings. And go Skol.
Sharif Floyd, defensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings. Josh Miller, sixth grader, Basswood Elementary, and I'm Paul Allen. Vikings Huddle is underway. When we return, you will learn more about a healthy snack tip. We'll give you one of those. And we'll also go behind the scenes at Winter Park. From Nickelodeon Universe at Mall of America, this is the Vikings Huddle.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
My name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I'm the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings football team. Today, we're going to make a low-fat, healthy pizza. This pizza is 395 calories. Regular pizza is 570 calories. So what we have here is a whole wheat pizza crust. We have turkey pepperoni. We have a vegetable of mushrooms. We have pizza sauce. And we have low-fat mozzarella cheese. By using these items, it's a lot healthier and lower fat than regular pizza. What you wanna do first, you wanna take your pizza sauce. You wanna put it in the middle of your pizza crust, okay? You wanna take a spoodle or some type of a spoon, the back of the spoon, and you wanna spread the pizza sauce out. You don't wanna quite get it on the tip of the crust. Just around like this. It's this easy. Okay? What you want to do next, you want to add your low-fat cheese. And you bring it all the way around like this. You're going to put about a cup of cheese on here, okay? Now we're going to add the pepperoni. About 17 or so slices of pepperoni. It's turkey pepperoni. About like that. Okay, and then lastly, we'll put on the mushrooms. If you don't like mushrooms, you could use one of your favorite vegetable toppings to put on. But I like mushrooms on mine. Okay, now we're going to put it into a 400-degree preheated oven for about 10 minutes at first, and then we'll check it. And then if we have to, we'll put it on for another 5 minutes, and we'll keep checking it until it's done. It's nice and golden brown, and the cheese is nicely melted, okay? Voila! Here's the finished product. This is a turkey pepperoni pizza without the mushrooms in case you don't like mushrooms. But remember, you can use one of your other favorite vegetable toppings.
All right, thanks for that pointer on staying healthy. You can learn more at fuelup2play60 at vikings.com. Now, let's check in with our junior Vikings insider and go behind the scenes at Winter Park.
Hi, I'm Derek, your Vikings insider, and I'm here today with Mike Zimmer, the new head coach for the Minnesota Vikings. So, Coach Zimmer, it's nice to meet you.
Hey, Derek, nice to meet you.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Sure, I'd love it.
Do you have a favorite player on the Vikings yet?
Not yet. I've got a chance to meet quite a few of them, though, but I'm hoping that all of them are my favorite players.
What really excites you about your new job?
Everything, really. The division that we play in, the people in the organization, the ownership with the Wolves, and working with Rick Spielman, I'm extremely excited. I'm excited to get on the field with the players, and I'm excited to try to bring a Super Bowl to the Vikings.
How many games you think we'll win this year?
That's a good question, Derek. Can we go through OTAs first before I tell you?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you think you can win us one of these through the season?
I do. That's the plan. That's why we have it sitting here in my office, is because we want to remind everybody that walks through that door that the reason why we're here is to bring a Super Bowl to Minnesota.
Yeah, I do have a good feeling about this year.
Good.
What was it like working in Cincinnati?
It was great. I had a lot of great players that I worked with. I had a lot of guys, that coaches that I worked with, and the fans were great to me in Cincinnati. So it was really a good experience.
What was it like working with your son, Adam, being a coach with you also?
Well, Adam is very, very smart. He's a good kid. He's a tremendous coach, and I love having him around. I'm able to go in and watch him grow as a young son and continue on up in life. And so it's really a fun thing for him to be here, but it's even more fun for me to have him here.
Is there anything you can tell the kids who want to be a Vikings coach?
Yeah, I think as long as you put forth the effort and you go for your dreams, you can do anything. You know, I tell players all the time when they're young, if they just work real hard, there's always a place for them to play, and a college to go to somewhere if they really love the game, and just keep working hard, and good things will happen.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Derek.
Good luck in the season.
Thank you.
I'm Derek, your Vikings insider.
Excellent insight behind the scenes at Winter Park in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And when we return, we will learn more about your favorite team assisting the community. It's Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. Don't leave. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Here is Victor the Viking to tell you more about what's coming up this segment. Well, since Victor can't tell you, I can tell you the Minnesota Vikings with Victor the Viking are outstanding off the field. Community ambassadors. For more, take a look at this.
The Wolf family has created a culture that is striving to bring the Lombardi Trophy and a championship to Minnesota. But along with winning, ownership and the entire organization stresses the importance of being active members in the community. The Vikings players have taken their efforts in the community again to a higher level in 2013 with 100% player participation in the team's community outreach efforts.
You know, see those young kids, who's fighting different, kind of cancer, kids, coming right out of heart surgery, and majority of those kids were infants. And, any worries that I had at that time before I got to the hospital, easily they went away. It definitely put things in perspective, and it shows you who, these kids are really fighting. These kids really, this is life and death. And just to see the smiles on their face, and to be able to, give them some words of encouragement and to be able to brighten their day, that was all I needed.
Far more important than what takes place on the football field is what takes place off the field. I'm a parent, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a brother, those things matter a lot more. But and that's what I want people to see me as, not just a football player, someone who catches balls on Sunday and Mondays, but someone who impacts lives throughout the week as well, and within communities that my family and I reside.
Another excellent moment in the community by your favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now let's check in with the dude over at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota for this week's Making Safe Simple Minute. Victor?
Awesome. Thanks, PA. The dude again here at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. And you know what? The sun is coming out. It's getting a little bit warmer, more time to start playing outside. And here to give us a few tips is med student here at Children's, Rosina. What's up?
What's up? Hey, so Today we're going to talk about how it's important to recognize the physical activity that we're doing and the area and the temperature outside.
So basically when we're outside playing, it's super hot and we start to not feel good.
Mm-hmm. And so there's three different levels. There's heat cramps, heat exhaustion, and heat stroke. And it's important to recognize the signs and symptoms of them all.
Okay, cool. Well, let's start with the first one. Heat cramps.
Heat cramps. So it's exactly what it sounds like. Your body's tightening up and getting cramps. It typically happens in your stomach, in your legs, in your back, or your arms.
All right, good to know. Now, let's go on to the next one. Heat exhaustion.
So heat exhaustion is kind of when you start to feel tired, when you start to feel sick to your stomach, when you start to get a little dizzy.
Right. All right. Now, how about the high-level one called heat stroke? What can you tell us?
So heat stroke is when you start to feel emotionally unstable, like you feel like you're really warm and your temperature gets really high.
Okay, so I want to avoid, and we all want to avoid, all three. What are the tips you got for us?
So some things you should be aware of is just make sure that you drink 10 to 20 big gulps of water every time you're outside for more than 30 minutes. In addition to that, try to get some shade when you're outside. Try to go inside the house and cool off or sit underneath a tree for a while. It's also important to recognize the type of area you're playing in. If you're playing on artificial grass, it can get really hot. So just make sure you're aware of that.
All right, cool. Thanks for the advice, Rosina.
No problem.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. It's time for our two-minute drill. We have Sharif Floyd, game-changing defensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings, and our student ambassador to the Fuel Up to Play 60 program, where you can learn more at Vikings.com, and also the junior broadcaster, Josh Miller. Now, members of Basswood Elementary, with the help of the Vikings cheerleaders, we have some questions for Sharif Floyd. First, what's your name? What's your question? And speak loudly into the microphone.
My name is Luke, and who is your favorite player growing up?
My favorite player growing up, I had to say, was Warren Sapp. Just watching the way he played the game and how much energy he brought into the game.
Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
My name is Audrey, and are you worried about brain damage?
No, the NFL is really, really hands-on when it comes to the way we play the game and the way we go about it. So just knowing that a good form tackle and keeping your head pretty much out of it is the safest way to go.
Excellent question, Audrey. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Brenna, and what is your favorite play?
Well, my favorite play is on third down when we're going to get the quarterback and the coach is sending the house.
Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
My name's Anna, and my question is, what do you like to do in your free time?
In my free time, I like to get outdoors, go hunting. As I said before, you know, just trying new things, things I never did before when I was little, and having fun.
Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
My name is Lily. What is your favorite snack?
My favorite snack? Well, you know, I'm big on cheese and crackers with a little bit of sausage in there, you know, just snacking on that. Not really a big fan of milk, but I do drink chocolate milk and strawberry milk. So a little bit of that, you can't go wrong with that.
Terrific. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name's Eve, and my question is, what's your favorite smoothie?
My favorite smoothie is strawberry banana.
Okay, what's your name, buddy, and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Sawyer, and how tall were you in sixth grade?
In sixth grade, I was 6 foot even, and I actually weighed 245.
Woo!
So you weighed about 45 pounds more than Phil Lodeholt when he was in sixth grade.
Yeah, he blew past me, though.
Josh, you're in sixth grade, right?
I am in sixth grade.
How much do you weigh?
Not even a third of that.
Okay, go ahead, sweetie. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, I'm Kendall, and I heard you had a great touchdown dance. Can you show it to us?
Who wants to see Sharif Floyd's touchdown dance? I do. Let's see it, Sharif.
I have a great touchdown dance, but I don't have a goalpost to hang from. So He won't be able to hold me up, trust me.
Jeez. Great job, everybody. A round of applause for Sharif Floyd. We also thank Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota for sponsorship of Vikings Huddle. Nice job, Josh Miller. Yep. Well done. Pleasure doing a bunch of shows with Josh this season. Now Josh and Sharif get the opportunity to close the show by breaking it down.
One, two, three.
You love to play 16!